Regards to rental, the latest daft.ie property report is out, which shows that there has been a 12% increase in rents over the last 12 months. There has been a slightly more positive slant to the last 3 months, that the rate of increase in advertised rents has slowed during the first 3 months of the year, rising just 1% compared to the previous quarter. Latest data from the property listings website daft.ie shows average market rent stands now at €1,750 per month during the period. The upward pressure on rents continues to be driven by very significant shortage of supply in rental accommodation. And with that in mind, there is a story in the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning relating to no long-term rental properties in the Dingle area. No properties are available for long-term rent in the Dingle Peninsula, while the area, which is not a rent pressure zone, has more than 100 short-term lets available for holidaymakers. Kerry County Council told the Irish Examiner it's been very active in enforcement on owners of Dingle holiday homes operating without planning permission. It added that while social housing projects in Dingle are on the way, proposals can be at various stages of development from time to time, from initial concept scoping to formally approved projects. The lack of accommodation is damaging the hospitality sector, the story talks about. Munster now has the lowest number of available properties to rent in 17 years. Is the situation as reported in that story. With me on the line to talk about this in the wider context and in the context of a building that's standing idle in Killarney is independent councillor Brendan Cronin. He'll be at Kerry County Council's monthly meeting a little bit later on this morning. Councillor Cronin, good morning to you. Now, you had raised the issue, and you've raised it consistently, of St Finian's Hospital, a former hospital, now standing largely idle, and the council have delivered a report into the preservation status of the building. Is that right?
That's correct. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. At last meeting of Kerry County Council, I brought a motion, I suppose, on foot of listening to replies and what have you over the last 8, 9, 10, 11 years since St Finian's was closed. But I brought a proposal to Kerry County Council's meeting to ask the planning department of the council to consider removing the protected structure designation in the Curtin County Development Plan from St Finian's. I suppose the way I defined it was to remove and lift the shackles that is having on the development. And I suppose just to give an overview, the strategic importance of St Finian's to us as a local authority, and particularly I suppose to Killarney itself, is huge and can't be underestimated. It is actually immense, because it is in very close proximity to the town, and this would be the lands now associated with the actual building and itself. It's accessible from Rock Road and Lewis Road. It's service land. It's a short walk from town, and when you talk about service land, currently we're paying Irish Water or something like 9 million contract to bring a pipe up to Kilcommon from Killarney, just to put it in context. And then in Killarney, we're also very restricted, because all of, we'll say, if you picture in your head, from Fossa out to Mukras, all the right-hand side is either the golf club, the national park, and land that can't be touched. So that's that side of it. We are in an awful jam for suitable lands. In February this year, the council gave us a report, housing report in Killarney Municipal District, and in our municipal area, we have over 1,500 applicants waiting for housing. And the breakdown, and some of those haven't been, they're there with 8, 9, 10 years and never an offer. And more than half of them are single, looking for single bed. So there's nothing being built for them. There's nothing being done for them. They're on the waiting list, highly frustrated. And the other side of that coin, then, we have people who are trying to get on the property ladder and cannot purchase, or there's no availability of a reasonably affordably costed suitable housing. So on foot of those instances, plus to add into the bargain, I suppose, the fact that we have because of the war in Ukraine, we have a huge influx of Ukrainian people who something over 3,700 that are taking up rooms and asylum seekers in our town. There's a huge problem from every direction. So I put this to the council. You referred to the report that the manager did. On foot of that, it came out there over the weekend, which is a pity, really. They basically rejected my request. But the bottom line with this is, it's going to sit there. If the burden isn't lifted, and if that protected structure status isn't released, because of the huge financial burden, and it's basically toxic. No one wants to come near it currently. The building is going to lie idle and empty, and this is a massive property. And that, may, in my eyes, makes no sense, because we need
just before we come to that. And the report goes into the fact that it's a rating of national importance and the National Inventory of Architectural Heritage. And for reasons outlined in the report, its removal from the record of protective structures could not be conscientiously considered. In regard to the works that could be carried out at the site, a declaration was issued in April 2020 to the HSE, the then Southern Health Board, pursuant to Section 57 of the Planning Development Act. It specified elements of structures that are deemed to be protected and are retained as part of any renovation and extension. It said the changes to the internal layout and uses of internal rooms and corridors would be considered, changes to doorways or the creation and removal of doorways internally, routine maintenance, the external facade or painting, decorating and refurbishment of the gate lodges. Works which would affect the character is external facades and finishes, external windows, external stonework, external roof materials, gutters, drain pipes and other rainwater goods, and the ball alley. So the outside of the building would have to be protected. Effectively, the inside of the building could be worked on. Does that leave some leeway, or are you being told that's just too expensive?
Well, the indications are, Jerry, that no one wants to touch this financially with a 40-foot pole, because it's toxic. There's too much. Like what you referred to there would be fair enough if we were talking, say, about a 3 or 4 bedroom property or 5 bedroom property, something like that. This building is monstrous. It in its prime, I suppose, in the 60s, there was over between 1,000 and 1,100 patients there. So that gives you a concept of the scale. And no one is coming. No one wants to touch it. Now, obviously, it hasn't. The HSE haven't put it up on the open market so far. In discussions that Kerry County Council have had with them, Martin O'Donoghue, Director of Housing, has repeatedly stated to us as members that the HSE are not really interested in debating anything regarding that building unless the site around that building and the lands which the council are interested in, unless the building comes too. And the quote he gave, he didn't specify, but was in excess of 100 million was what he was talking
for the lands about. And the building
outside the remit of the local authority.
Is that the cost of refurbishing it included, or purchasing it, or the whole ball game? The building, refurbishing, and the land.
He didn't specify the exact detail, Jerry, but what he was talking about was, I would be thinking, the purchase and the renovation, that he said between 100 and 115 million, to be exact, was what he said. And he said that the council, that would be way outside the budget of Kerry County Council.
So at the moment, that means you're stuck. The building is stuck with a preservation order. You can't touch it because it's too expensive. You can't get access to the land if the HSC refusing to sell it without the building as part of it, and that refusal, like, either you're in an emergency or you're not in an emergency. And if it stays as is, which is what it's done for the last number of years, then the preservation order will be moot, surely, because the building will fall in on top of itself. Now, it could be argued it could be maintained by the HSE, but at what cost for maintaining something that ultimately will be empty? So that preservation order prevents it from use for housing, which is desperately needed in the middle of the worst housing emergency we've probably ever had in the country. Is that where we are this morning?
I absolutely agree those sentiments with you. I agree completely. That is the case I was making. That is a fact. And anyone, if that building isn't utilised in the very near future, we are going to be left, sadly, in 20 years' time with a monstrous building, empty, idle, decaying, overlooking the town. And anyone that travels, if you travel into Cork, you can see another psychiatric hospital that was there, Our Ladies Hospital there on the left over the Lee. And that winter, it was idle and empty, went on fire in 2017, and 'tis there today. Another eyesore. But the example is there. And I believe, and the point I made, and I think there's a missed opportunity here, that the manager, what I want to do is see St. Finian's, the hospital, the building, redeveloped and utilised, the adjacent lands, which are so important to the building, being utilised. And I fear that the legacy the council have following this decision is that it will fall into disrepair. It will be sitting there, left there, vacant, empty and idle, which is insanity, to be quite honest with you, in the crisis that we are in.
And there are currently, on one or two of the websites I've checked this morning, about two properties available for long-term rent in Killarney this morning. too.
Yeah, this is the reality. And people who are trying to get on the property ladder can purchase. There's nothing available because they're not being built or affordable. People on the housing waiting list are not being offered tenancies because they're not available. And here we are with this city. It's a complete contradiction and it is extremely frustrating. That is why I put the proposal before the council. I am disappointed with the outcome. And again, I think they should reconsider because it is.
So you think pull the preservation order to allow it to be sold or developed or done more affordably, because as things stand, it's going to stay empty forever.
Absolutely. And that was the purpose of my bringing this before the council. I want to see St. Finian's utilised, redeveloped. I want to see the lands that are adjacent to it made available and utilised and developed. It's too important, too strategically ideal for the local accessibility into town. And it is a crying shame that that whole area there and that whole building is left like this. And it's going to be, without question, with this preservation order on it, it's going to remain that way unless some kind of a billionaire comes along and does something with it. But I don't see them queuing up either.
Let me put this point to you. Councillor Carl Foley has got in touch with us this morning of Sinn Féin, saying that St. Finian's, one of the most historically important buildings in the county. We owe it to future generations to preserve our county's history. Commercial interests should never trump our heritage. What's your response to that argument? The preservation order needs to stay.
I did say to Cathal, he made the same case. I could also, and we haven't gone into it, I could elaborate we'll say some of the history of in psychiatric hospitals across the country. There was a very interesting report done. It was done in, it came out in the Irish Times. It was an article some time ago there by Ona Sullivan, you know, O'Donnell. And they highlighted what went on in some of the psychiatric hospitals about coercive confinement. In the 60s in this country, we had more people confined in mental hospitals than anywhere else in the world. We could go into that debate. I put it this way to you. I think the social importance of that area and that site now takes priority. We need to make it available for 2023 and into the next decade. That's what we should be looking at, not looking behind us.
Okay. All right, listen, we're going to leave it there. That's Councillor Brendan Cronin there, independent councillor, making a call and following on from that report which he asked for, which shows that this will not be taken off the preserved list effectively. It seems to be stuck in this sort of a logjam with the HSE refusing to sell the land if the building doesn't commit. The building too expensive to touch for anybody because of the preservation order, standing there idle in the middle of a housing crisis where you can't find anywhere to rent really in Killarney, or as we learned this morning, the Dingle Peninsula, no long-term property available to rent anywhere near there. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the programme this morning on that. Lots more of your comments to get to. We're going to talk about the issue of policing. A lot of you getting in touch with us over the last number of days of last week in response to the story of the three men who were killed in that terrible crash driving wrong way down the dual carriageway, suspected of burglaries, 200 convictions between them, chased by Gardaí, and a report that one of the guards is to be charged possibly with dangerous driving. The whole area of driving and trying to apprehend suspects and doing your police work. We'll talk about the balance of that amongst other things next.